Welcome to Formula Wolf on Food and Wine. I'm Tony Foreman.
And Chef Cindy Wolf.
And Cindy, what is your favorite three-letter word in the English language? Don't say dog. Don't say cat.
Okay, one of my favorite words has got to be fat. Yes.
Yeah. No, the program today is in
Some
defense of fat.
Some people think it's a bad word.
Fat gets a tough rap.
Yes, I agree.
So.
Well, there's a lot of purpose, a reason for it. You know, you and I were talking on the way over. It creates texture, and it gives good texture to things. And it is essential to, it's one of the reasons why you don't want to cook everything well done, because the fat is going to melt out of something that's well done. There will be little fat left, and that's why and juice and moisture. That's why your food really has no texture left, and it's not really viable at that point. I mean, you're just...
What does fat mean if it's like this? It's fat you cook with, it's fat that you fry in, it's fat that you make a dressing with.
Right, and it has so many
purposes.
It's
fat that you finish the sauce with.
Mm-hmm.
It's fat that's part of a piece of meat or fish.
Right.
Or chicken.
Mm-hmm.
It's fat that, you know, they're nut oils that we use for different things.
It's many forms, and you know, even when you think about the difference between cooking something in, say, peanut oil or corn oil to fry it, which has a high flash point, which is one of the reasons, meaning that it burns at a higher temperature, and when you're using something over and over and over again throughout the course of a service at a restaurant, you need it to have a long life, and that can be over the course of a night or it can be over the course of a couple of days. You never want to use fat fryer for too long, but you know, if you were to change that to lard or change it to pork, you know, some other sort of pork fat, you know, or duck fat, you know, that really changes the whole taste of what you're frying. So
let's try to structure what our conversation is a little bit. We're going to have to get into olive oil versus butter at some point, because that's an essential debate for us.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Well, and I love both, so let's not let Tony make everyone think that I hate olive oil for some reason, because, for God's sake.
You love both, but...
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, I do. And I use a ton of olive oil, and that is because... And I use different types of olive oil, and I think, you know, I think a lot of people now understand one of the things about olive oil is that it needs to be fresh, and that you are looking for a harvest date. And that's pretty common now on bottles, so that's a wonderful change.
It's not always easy to find. That's one of the things... For any fat that you're using, you need it to be relatively fresh.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's a nut oil or an extra virgin olive oil has to do with the acidity level in the oil, you know, and the fact that it's a free run. It's not a press oil,
mm-hmm.
which gives all kind of other sort of, I don't know, natural but still sort of like byproducts and volatile acids to the oil that you would be having otherwise. But the freshness of it, because olives are a fruit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of weirdly, it's like a fruit oil. If it doesn't taste and smell like that it's fruity somehow, you have a problem with your olive oil.
Definitely. Well, and all fat, I mean, there's one of the reasons that most butter used to be salted is because salt acts as a preservative. So, you know, there's the side of that as well to consider is that when you are using an olive oil, what flavor profile are you looking for? And with butter, are you looking for salted or unsalted butter? And are you looking for butter that has a higher fat content than another butter? You know, it just sort of, it all comes down to what is your use of the fat? What are you doing with it? So, yeah. And the debate between the two is one is without a doubt healthier than the other. And that's you know, one of the reasons why you like to cook with olive oil. And that's one of the reasons why I don't care. Because I don't. I'm a chef.
The truth.
I'm trying to make the best food I can possibly make.
There we go. We backed our way into the truth.
I didn't say I didn't like olive oil. I just said that, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and you poo-pooed earlier something about...
I poo-pooed nothing at all.
You poo-pooed the fat is flavor, and I'm like, oh my gosh, fat absolutely is flavor, and, you know, it's essential to so many different dishes, so let's talk about...
Fat has flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, duck fat tastes different from lamb fat.
Right.
It tastes different from walnut oil. It tastes different from really pretty tagliache olive oil from Liguria, or really strong peppery olive oil from Sicily, from Frontoia cultivars, right? You have to ask them about olive cultivars. I can give you 45 minutes of incredibly snoozy information about.
I wish you wouldn't.
Polyphenols, yeah.
No, yeah, that's, I wish you wouldn't say polyphenols either.
But you're going to have to allow me to get functional on the fat conversation. Okay.
Let's do it.
It's and you referenced early on a comment that I made about fat is texture first, right? It has flavor, but it provides texture first. That's why we initially like it. That incredibly, that hockey puck-like chicken breast that we're all terrified of receiving at some cookout or at, you know, some political fundraiser or something. You know, God bless the candidate or whatever it might be. The thing that has, quote-unquote, no fat, it's because it has no texture. That's what happens. You're talking about the overcooked steak or the piece of meat that there's no juice. There's no juice because there's no fat. All the moisture is cooked out of it, including the fat, which is what sort of like that is what provides the attractive texture between the sinews of the muscle.
Right.
You know, so in the meat or whatever it is itself, I mean, my baby loves avocado. Why? That's the fattiest vegetable.
Yeah, I love avocado too. Avocado is amazing. It
has that
content.
Sensuous texture.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's what's interesting about. Yes, I said sensuous texture about a vegetable. That's correct. So, I mean that, but the function of fat in as just the content is texture first, and then the question is how strong a flavor do you want? Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, what, like, your favorite fat, like, immediately coming to mind is what?
Butter. Cream.
There you go.
Butter and cream, same thing.
There you go.
Yep. Of course.
Of course. Okay.
It is.
How come?
Neutral flavor, good for everything.
But remarkable texture.
Of course.
There we go.
Yeah. And, well, you know, and I mean, when you think about it, I buy Trickling Springs cream, it's a local dairy, for my coffee in the morning. And there's no better joy than opening that bottle for the first time because the heavy cream is at the top of the bottle. I have to push it down into the rest of the cream. Or I could skim it off and put it on my first cup of coffee, but even I don't do that. That's a beautiful thing that heavy cream is there and that you can have this local, you know.
Well, you don't need a ton of it.
Mm-mm.
I mean, that's the thing is that people,
no,
you know, it's like you get a bag of chips and you eat like 4,000 of them. People are like, chips are bad. I'm like, no, you make bad decisions. You know, eating one piece of bacon is not going to stop your heart.
No, right.
You know,
exactly.
Eating a slab of bacon every day is going to make you pretty unpopular with a cardiologist.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know? Yeah, no, I mean, it all comes down to you have to fill in with other things like fruits and vegetables and
fat
and healthy
doesn't
fish.
Kill people. People healthy kill fish. People, right?
Right. Well, so throw in some healthy fish with that butter or olive oil that you're using. And you know, it's such an easy way to cook when, you know, if you think about particularly as we're heading into summertime, spring and summertime, we're in spring, heading into summertime, you know, all the wonderful things that we're going to have, all the great fresh vegetables that are going to be so amazing and full and vibrant of, you know, just flavorful. Just making a little relish with a good oil and tomatoes and herbs or just herbs or, you know, getting that first piece of zucchini and dicing it and just barely sauteing it in a little bit of olive oil. I mean, that makes it's a beautiful vegetable. Throw in a little bit of fresh thyme or throw in a little bit of rosemary just to work in there with it and then remove the rosemary while you're cooking the zucchini or eggplant or whatever it is that you're growing. I mean, it's a beautiful way to cook, and it is not an unhealthy, you know, whether it is butter or olive oil, I mean, you're going to use so little, and you don't have to do it in all applications.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, to get back to sort of like the function of the fat that you choose, the question is, what is the texture you want it to have if you're using fat as an addition to something? Say, asparagus is still in season. You know, you're cooking asparagus. Do you want to finish it with a little bit of butter? Do you want to finish it with it? Do you want that kind of lavish texture, you know, and that creamy mouthfeel that you get from butter? And do you want that finished with some particular salt? Do you want the fruitiness of some, you know, great big olive oil? you know, that's a very different feeling, even something as simple as that, right?
Right. Well, and also, what's the menu? You know, is that the main dish? Is that what you're eating for dinner or for lunch? You know, that could be a wonderful lunch, you know, way to eat lunch. Maybe that's all you're having. So maybe it is okay to use a little bit of butter in that instance, or it's light, it's lunch. You want it to be light. Use the olive oil. Use a pretty fruity, beautiful, perfumed olive oil for it. And, you know, it's what courses are coming after it and what are you going to do to those courses. It's a little bit like wine and food pairing is the whole, what's the whole plan?
Well, I think there's also, I mean, that's like in our culture right now, we have everything available to us, you know, mm-hmm. and we also have fat that, and we'll get into this in a later segment, but we have fat available to us that we don't even pay attention to half the time that can give great flavor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, try to leave that as a little bit of a foodie cliffhanger there, see if you can figure out what I'm talking about.
Okay.
But if it's, I mean, we're headed into beach season, right?
Mm-hmm.
So are you going to put butter on your vegetables, or are you going to put really pretty fruity olive oil on your vegetables?
I just think this is a time of the year where you're going to end up using more olive oil. It's just more appropriate for the cooking.
They both have the same quote-unquote fat content, so calorically they're going to do the same thing, right? I mean, the amount of lipids are exactly the same. Actually, there's a little more milk solid. There's a little more protein in the butter,
mm-hmm.
which would kind of weird somebody out to think that that was somehow healthier. But it's the type of... You know, it's the type of fat is the, what kind of glyceride it is. That's the issue. When you use extra virgin olive oil, do you ever heat it?
Almost never, but I do with some things. For example, if I am eating hot zucchini and it's fresh out of the garden, I will roast it in the oven with a little bit of a very fruity, light extra virgin olive oil because zucchini will absorb. It's a little sponge-like in texture. It will absorb that oil. It is rare that I ever cook with extra virgin olive oil. That's really not what its use is. But there are times. Sometimes when I roast, if I have poblano peppers and I'm doing something very specific with them and I'm not pureeing them, I'm using them as the pepper end result, I will often rub them with extra virgin olive oil. But short of that, no, it's meant for cold purposes.
Now, usually strong vegetables, you can kind of get away with some of that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Eggplant's another thing where
mm-hmm.
it's going to add a certain amount of flavor. Once you get past a certain temperature, it's not going to make a great difference, and it's going to break down. I mean, something long roasted, you know, if it's a piece of meat and using extra virgin, and it's a, you know, something you're roasting for a very long time, it's kind of a total waste.
Right.
That's just going to break down.
Yeah, and then there's also the idea of, you know, maybe you have a piece of cheese. Maybe it's a wonderful fresh piece of goat cheese, and you just want to marinate it a little bit. I mean, that's a great use for a good olive oil with a little bit of fresh herbs and maybe some fleur de sel or something, you know, to have a great salad for lunch. There's just so many uses for fat for so many different reasons.
It's funny. You mentioned the olive oil that the Provençal folks always marinate their fresh chives in. In the southwest of France, you always see walnut oil doing the same thing with a lot of the Pyrenees chefs because that's the abundant and inexpensive local product. I mean, fat is you know, culturally driven too, obviously, agriculturally driven.
Mm-hmm.
So when we come back on Formidable Wolf on Food and Wine, we'll get into that mystery fat that I alluded to. We'll get into deep fat frying and hit Chef Wolf up for a recipe or two for deep fat frying because no Southern chef... worth a darn if they can't fry well, right, Chef?
That's right.
And we'll talk about fat and pastry as well on Former Wolf on Food and Wine.